Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the GMX Company conference call for August 16th, 2008. My name is Larry Brown, Marketing Director with GMX, and I'll be hosting your call today. Today's call will feature two guest speakers who are GMX customers, and through their testimonials, we'll be showcasing some of the great benefits that they've received by using the GMX water conditioning system. But first, let me introduce our company and our product. The GMX product is magnetic equipment that's used for treating hard water, and used for this purpose, it gives us all the same benefits of a water softener or of soft water, but without any of the hassles or negative side effects of using a water softener. We use this in residential applications. We have many, many homeowners that are using GMX. They're used in pools and hot tubs. They're great for lawn and garden and irrigation systems. We use these commercially in hotels, motels, restaurants, apartment buildings. We use them in schools. We use them for agricultural applications in greenhouses and dairy barns. So it's just a great all-around system. Used in a home, it has the effect of controlling the minerals so that we have much less spotting on sinks and faucets and shower walls, things like that. Everything is much easier to clean and control. It protects the inside of pipes and water heaters and residential boilers and keeps all those things working much better. One of our guests will speak to that quite a bit today. We also have fuel treatment systems and used for treating fuel. It just changes the fuel so that it will burn more completely. And used in automobiles, both gasoline and diesel. We can use it for heating fuel in boilers and heaters. It actually works on propane and natural gas as well. And with this change to the fuel molecules, they burn more completely. And so in automobiles, we get about a 10% improvement in miles per gallon on highway driving. We have much less emissions because the fuel is burning more completely as well. So with that introduction of our product, our company, the manufacturing company, is GMX International, located in Chino, California. It was established back in 1992, and so we're going on 16 years of manufacturing. Our water treatment equipment is designed to fit pipes ranging from as small as 1/4-inch tubing up to 10-inch diameter pipelines. We are distributing throughout the U.S. and through independent business people, and we're also distributing internationally through specified importers. We're doing things like sugar mills in Indonesia and Mauritius, islands near Africa. So we have a wide, wide range and variety of applications that we can accommodate for people. And again, I'm Larry Brown in Colorado. I've had the GMX system on my house for over 14 years now and been marketing and distributing and installing them for over 13 years. With that said, I would like to introduce our first guest speaker, Sherry Sankey, who lives in Kansas. And she and her family own and operate a cattle ranch. And Sherry, welcome to our call.
Well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the GMX magnets because I'm a sold customer. I have to tell you that I had looked at several ways to go to handle the hard water that we have here on the ranch because of what it was doing to our waters and in our water tanks and in an office that we have. And I saw an article in the High Plains Journal and contacted Bill and Aline McKenzie, and they came up and put the magnets on, and my husband was very skeptical on this. When we were looking at other ways to go with approaching the kind of water that we had, we were looking at $5,000 or $6,000, and so we ended up going this direction because it looked like a good way to go, and with the guarantee that came with it. And so they put the magnets on, and within 12 hours, with what we saw in the bathroom in our office was unbelievable, with the change that the magnets had made. In our well house, we have two directions that we go with our water, east or west, and at this time we only have the magnets going to the west, so we've been able to monitor and really take a good look at how those magnets are working. with the water type that we have, and it's definitely unbelievable. We used to have on the side that has the magnets, we're algae free. We have clear water. We don't have the corrosive, particles that just kind of build up on those waters and tanks. And needless to say, so we're comparing that to the side that doesn't have the magnets. So,
Sherry, let me break in here just a second. One, for those listening on and anybody listening on the website in the future, what you're talking about right now is you have a couple of things going. The way you have the water treated now, you do have an office and maybe a residence treated, but you also have what we call stock water tanks. In other words, the tanks that fill with water that your cattle drink from.
Yeah,
and it's the stock water tanks that you're talking about, right?
That water is not treated. That's just strictly the well water that the cattle are drinking right now.
Okay.
And so from that well house, like going to the west, we have the magnets. Going to the east, we do not have the magnets. And it's just strictly the well water, as the way we've had it. And so, but I was just making a comparison to the fact that when we were looking at, for this water treatment, they were giving us an estimate of $5,000 or $6,000 for, what it would take to take care of, getting that water treated. And then we went down the avenue with the magnets, and we've been able to compare having the magnets on and not having the magnets on, and
the big difference
that we can see.
Okay, and the tanks without the treatment have algae growing in them.
They
the
have
tanks
algae.
With the magnetic treatment, the algae is no longer growing.
Exactly,
there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, the water, we have some sulfur in our water, and the magnets have taken that pretty much completely out. I mean, you can still smell a little bit, but it's nothing compared to what it was like before. So, the fact that you don't have to buy salt for a water softener, and the magnets are definitely a way to go.
Great. So it's controlling your odor with the sulfur odor. It's controlling the algae and some of the crusty mineral buildup in your in your stock tanks.
Correct.
And you mentioned also one of the things that in the office part, at least, and it's helping is with your toilets and the maintenance of the toilets and stools.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And easier cleaning.
It's definitely we'll probably look on possibly putting it on our vehicles. We're definitely very sold on it. I've talked to several people about how the products work for me and the magnets, and everybody that knows we have a cattle production sale every fall, and so I get a lot of people through here, and anybody that knows what I had before is totally amazed at what I have now. So.
Right.
And I've only had the products, and I've only had the magnets since like June. So, I'm not somebody that I can only imagine what it's going to be like when we get to the point when we're a year or 2 years or 3 years or and so on from here on out.
Well, I have one other question for you before we pass it on to Mary, but she's had them for 12 years, and so you'll have a little glimpse into the future on that. But one of the great things about the GMX technology and the way that it treats the water, the benefits we get from that treated water, is that not only does it help to prevent this mineral buildup from happening, which is very damaging and hard to clean and so forth, but it actually has the ability to do what we call descale. It starts to soften up and redissolve the existing mineral deposits, and this happens both on the surfaces, in other words, where we have the crusty buildup on shower heads and faucet aerators and things like that. But it also happens on the inside of the pipes and water heaters. And what was your experience as you flushed your water heater as this sort of descaling?
It didn't take very long to really see the change. Bill had recommended that, we flush the hot water tank. In the beginning, we actually did it about every day and then every other day, and then we kind of moved off from there. And it was amazing, what we were seeing after just so many hours. And then as the days passed, we're still seeing it. It's nice to not have that corrosive crust around the top of your shower head and on your faucet and the ring in your stool. So we're definitely, seeing a lot of changes.
Fantastic. Well, Sherry, we certainly appreciate your business, and thanks to Bill and Ollie McKenzie for for being the distributors to help you get set up there. Is there any, and appreciate your time this morning in helping us with this conference call and sharing your personal experience with the use of the product. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we introduce Mary?
Nope. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for your help. And now we'll move on and introduce Mary, who lives in Laguna Woods, California. And Mary is a longtime customer of mine and Ruthie's, and actually goes clear back. I believe, Mary, you purchased your first system back in 1996, if I recall.
That's right. Yes. Thank you for having me today. I'm just bursting with all the enthusiasm on this product, especially since I moved recently, and now I'm back to hard water again. And I have my contractor who is putting in several things for me is going to put in my magnets, which I bought about 6 months ago, I think. And in my other home, I had it for 12 years. It was just marvelous. I didn't have any more trouble with washing clothes and used very little soap. My bathrooms were really spotless. You didn't have to use much in the way of cleaning products. And I became very spoiled with this system. It's so subtle, you hardly know it's there. And all you need is the magnets on the front pipes and then on the water heater, and you're ready to go, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as cleaning floors and just everything, it's probably the best product on the market that you can buy to make living in a home easy. And the bathrooms and kitchens, and it has a very subtle water softness as far as I'm concerned. I did at one time have the salt, and it was so slick. But this system is, I don't know why everyone doesn't have it.
One of the things that you just said, Mary, let me elaborate just a moment, and then we'll get back to your other experiences. But when you soften water with the ion exchange method, meaning that you have the salt water softener and use either sodium chloride or potassium chloride, the whole idea there is you're removing calcium from the water and replacing it with sodium or potassium. Adding the sodium and to some degree the potassium gives the water a slick, almost slippery feeling that people have become to call the soft water feeling. The bottom line, it has nothing to do with having the calcium out of there. It has to do with having the sodium or potassium in. And so our system gives the benefits of the soaps and detergents working better, the shampoo working better, the water being less harsh on skin and hair, all of those benefits. But it has a nice, crisp rainwater type of feeling instead of that slick, slippery feeling. And that's the subtle softness feeling, I think, that you were referring to, Mary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And out here in California, you can't use the salt system anymore, so people are really at a loss.
Right, right.
And unless you have this system, or I'm not sure if there's anything else, you're in trouble in California.
One of the great things I really appreciate is I have two wonderful reference letters from Mary, one from 1996 and one from 2008. And so it's a great thing to have in my files. One of the things that you mentioned in your second letter, especially, Mary, was what it's done for your appliances.
Yes. I've never lost an appliance in that 12 years. And that's because they don't have the sediment on them they used to have. That's the dishwasher and the water heater, and I never lost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and before it was every 5 years you replace the water heater, you replace the dishwasher, and it just was very expensive to have the old system.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, I'm very sold on this. My husband found the GMX in one of his engineering books. I don't know how he found it, but he decided that we should try it. And he has since passed away. But being an engineer, he saw the uses of this product. And I didn't know that you could put it in your car and treat your gas. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It is, and shame on me that you didn't know that. we'll have to
well,
get you some information on that.
I don't have any more information on that other than the one product.
Right. Well, the one thing that your husband, as an engineer, saw the benefit in it. Quite candidly, I, as a scientist, when I first saw it, I thought it was the craziest thing I'd ever heard. I was more of a skeptic, like Sherry's husband was. But the bottom line, what happens is if you will just allow anybody, if they will allow themselves to experience this firsthand and actually see and observe and live with the benefits that it produces, then the product actually makes the believer out of the customer, and that's why our company is 16 going, getting ready to start its 17th year, just getting them out there and having it work for people. And
I have a contractor who used this on a very large building about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still being used, and they can't understand why they have soft water in there.
It's great. It's great on commercial things. We've had commercial applications where maintenance people and managers have come and gone through the facility, and the initial people that put the GMX on were no longer there. And exactly like you said, the new ones don't necessarily know or realize that it's there and why they don't have the problems that they were expecting to have. So it's one of those
yeah,
wonderful things.
Yeah, this is a Hollister building. It's now a government building, and they don't even know that.
Right,
they have
right.
That.
So the product once installed, it's a permanent product with no operating expense and no maintenance requirements, and so it's easy to have it and basically forget about it. And
yeah,
that's one of the benefits. But we started. We used to say as one of our big marketing things was, install GMX and forget about it. And now we say install GMX and remember it. So.
Oh yes, you have to do that because it's hard to get people to go for it because buying the magnets is a little like buying an appliance.
Well, more and more people all the time are certainly turning to this technology. And Mary, I greatly appreciate you as Sherry and sharing your experiences today. And we'll bring this call to an end now, but it will be listened to over the course of the next month and further into the future on the GMXInternational.com website. Appreciate your business through the years, and Mary, appreciate your sharing this information with us today.
Well, thank
you,
Larry.
Everybody listening on today, hold the line, and we'll come back interactive in a moment. And anybody listening in the future, please do contact the distributor who invited you to listen to this message, and contact them for help in sizing up and understanding what you might need as far as water equipment for your home or fuel equipment for your vehicle. And with that, thank you everybody for your participation today, and this will end the conference call for August 16th, 2008. Okay, are we back interactive? Can everybody hear?
Yep.
Yes.
And we can hear everybody. So, well, thank you everybody for participating. Is there any? I think we have maybe a couple of minutes, Sharon. If anybody has any ideas to share or questions.
One of the things, Larry, that when they were talking about how the appliances, et cetera, a great term to say, I think, is that you're protecting your investment by putting the GMX units on when you're spending money on new appliances, et cetera. You are protecting your investment.
Oh, very good.
And because I had a plumber say that to me, and not only the appliances, but the fixtures, their faucets, et cetera, et cetera. And he says, by putting the GMX units on, you're just protecting your investment. And he's absolutely right. So that's something that,
Mary, are you still with us?
Yes.
You know, I meant to bring that up. One of the things that Mary and I talked about is, and she put this in one of her letters, but she actually had a plumber tell her outright that he was concerned that this kind of thing would basically put them out of business.
Oh, well, No, no. I've had plumbers, which it won't.
But the point being is how good it is to solve these problems that they otherwise are called in to repair and fix.
Well, but I've had plumbers too that you know that it makes their job a lot easier. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, other things that they can do, but they just you know, this one plumber who worked a lot on very high end homes, it was just like a shame after, you know, 5 or 6 years what the salt did to the fixtures. They, people would have to, you know, have to go ahead and replace them, and then after finding GMX, he said, "If you want a salt softener, you go find another plumber because I'm not even going to deal with them anymore." So.
Have you seen that on Fox News? On Fox News, they on the, about the electric magnets they put on now.
No,
There's one on there. I looked it up on the internet, and it sells for $12.95, and it's only guaranteed 3 years, and it's a plug-in.
Well, there's, you know, there's all kinds of products out there, but you know, GMX, our GMX products sell themselves, and you know, I mean, they're, you know, we have the 90-day money back guarantee.
I took one off in Western Kansas that had been on there for 30 years. It wasn't a GMX, but it was something else made in Chino, California.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was a stainless steel wrapped with and hooked on with a pair with a stainless steel radiator hose clamp.
Well, I've never heard of them.
It was all metal.
Up at corporate headquarters, one of the really neat displays they have is a glass corner type of cabinet, and I bet it has 50 or 60, maybe not that many, maybe 20 to 30 different products that you know, they've collected over the years, and some of them much, you know, preceding GMX, in other words. But it's interesting. It's kind of a history of some of the product designs and things that have been out there in the industry being used, and just basically. To put in perspective the what GMX represents in the history of this technology, what the GMX product design and company represents is kind of the breakthrough of the online design. In other words, the inline equipment has been highly effective for many years. It's a hassle to use, like many other water treatment types of equipment are. Because you have to cut the pipes and plumb it in and take it out and clean it periodically and on and on and on, restricts water flow. So the online design has long been the prize, I guess, or the thing that people have been striving to perfect, because it makes the whole technology much more usable. And what GMX represents is basically the product design that really accomplished that.
Plus,
and
on the
inline,
Larry, when you're doing anything inline, there's always the risk of contamination. And but you know, our product, we're so busy at corporate, and I say this very humbly. It's wonderful. I mean, we're things are going very, very well, I guess I should say.
And if I might, this is Nancy from Taharis. If I might interject, I encountered my first sale where someone had gone online and looked at all these different things. And one of the things I thought was interesting is they were comparing their products to GMX. And Larry Brown said to me, he said, "You know, when the competition is comparing themselves to GMX, you know that you've got the top product." So that made a real impression on me. And basically the way I left it with the client was, if you want to buy, because someone on the call mentioned the $12 magnet, his was $25. I said, put them on and see what kind of results you get. And when you're not getting the results you want, give me a call and I'll come back and we'll set you up with GMX. So you know, you are going to have competition out there, but just realize that GMX is the tops, and you know, you get what you pay for, and if you're buying,
you're exactly right. You do get what you pay for, and with, you know, that's why we spent so much time with Dr. Cronenberg, who helped us design the product for the maximum effect, and You know, I mean, he was adamant that our product was the best in the industry out there. And again, I very humbly say, because we started the company, it's been more of a mission than anything else with us. And now, goodness, I mean, we're just, golly, I mean, it's very good. And,
those magnets that they advertised on Fox wasn't $12.95, $1,295.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
They were only guaranteed 3 years, though.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of them there on the internet with that's about, looks like it's about 10 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a plug in for 110 volt. So.
And
wow.
the other thing is, of course, is the GMX system, the way it's designed, is extremely portable. My dad just flashed a kind of a question here, and it's like when Mary moved from her home, she could have taken that set with her for her new place. Instead, she chose to leave them there, and she's actually already purchased another set. We're still working on getting things in her new place where we can get them installed properly. But at any rate, that's again one of the great benefits. And I don't know what Mary's decision was to leave them instead of taking them. But
well, Larry,
it was a selling point for the house.
Exactly,
okay.
And that's
okay.
I had another gentleman tell me the same thing, that he left his at his house because that was the selling point to his home, and that's why when he moved to a new location, he bought another set. But that was the selling point.
And we have some that choose to do it both ways. Some homeowners, as they sell, leave it as a selling point and you know, make it a focal point too. And we're at the point now to where I think I'm doing about one reinstall a month. Customers now, we've been in it long enough that as customers move, I'm getting about one call a month to go and reinstall from their old home to their new home. So it's
oh,
it
you
works,
really
works,
can't
works
live
works
with
both
the,
ways.
With without it.
Yeah. So.
Well, I've had them on my home for 14 years, and my appliances look brand new, and my fixtures look brand new, and the lady that comes and cleans for me, all of her customers have them on their homes. I mean, she just flat out told them they needed them.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, she said, she goes, makes her job a lot easier, and of course she's got them on her home too, but she didn't even ask. She just told her customers, look, you need to have this on there. And
hey, Sharon, tell them about the window washers that call up and get one to clamp on their hose.
Oh, I had a,
windows.
I had a, actually a gentleman that, I have somebody that comes in and cleans my windows about twice a year on the outside and once a year in on the inside. And they have to use water in different areas. And so, sure enough, they just called out of the blue and said, hey, we want a couple of 800s for our hose. And they just clamp them on their hose when they do windows, and they're just happy as can be.
So now when they do that, they're putting two of the 800s on the hose?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, you know, where they hook the hose up to the faucet, they'll just put it right there on the after the faucet.
Okay.
On the hose. And, oh, yeah. And people that... If they're the same thing, if they're if their outdoor faucets are different, they're not plumbed through their home or whatever, then some people will do that when they're washing their cars, you know, that type of thing. Have a
I hook them on the RV too.
Uh huh. Yep. Yep. There's. Yeah.
I live in a senior. This is Mary Hinkle. I live in a senior community now, and there's about 19,000 people here. The water is taken care of by the management, and I think that they should really look into this. I haven't had a chance to get to the management yet, but
well, you can always send them to our corporate website so that they can read and see about our product, and that's just, you know, here you go, just go read about it, etc. And I don't know what they're using for water treatment, but
no, they don't use anything.
Oh,
believe me,
gracious. And they would just be, this would sure save them.
Well, see, and they have to handle the appliances and change them when they go bad. and they're warranted by the company.
Well, you're a great resource. You've had them on your other home for so many years, and you know.
Well, I just haven't had a chance to get out there and speak to PCM about it.
Well,
Plan Community.
Anything we can do to help with that, Mary, I'd be happy to get some information to them or get on a phone with them, or you know, and if it comes
sure.
to that point, we can get a representative, myself or someone else on site to visit with them as well.
Absolutely.
And my daughter moved to Hawaii, and she has a fog in the air, and the water is just terrible, and so she's considering it. Fog is volcanic ash in the air constantly.
Mm.
But the water is just as bad. So I've told her and told her about it. Maybe I believe she's called you, Carol Hinkle.
I don't think we've spoken yet. I don't think we've spoken yet. So
make her a distributor.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do, isn't it? That's what it sounds like.
We need a distributor in Hawaii.
Oh, you do?
We need one in Laguna Woods, California, too.
Well, yeah. We've got a lot of people here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Larry'd go out there and train the one in Hawaii.
we might work on that.
I think I'll need to go.
I bet I'd have several volunteers to go help me.
Talk about a vacation. They have a small a farm, and they're growing coffee.
Uh-huh.
Own a coffee. So,
oh my! Wow.
And you have to drill to make a hole in the ground to put the coffee plant in. It's very hard. So nothing's easy over there. If you're a farmer.
That's the reason, Larry, that you need to take several of us. See, she said nothing's easy, but we'll sure tackle it.
By golly, we can get enough of us out to Hawaii. We can. That's there. You go.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of vacations, I've got my folks here, and we're going to see if the rain subsides. We're going to go fishing this afternoon. So.
Wow. Very good. Very good.
Good luck to you, Mr. Brown.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. I'm going to. Hopefully, this week we'll have some more photos on our corporate website regarding swimming pools, and got some great photos of some installations. So this is a time of year that, well, of course, people are using pools, but hopefully that will be on by the end of the week. So
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you for your time and participation this morning and for everything that all of you are doing to advance this product and technology to the marketplace and to help grow the company. Really appreciate you all.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your assistance, Larry.
You bet.
It's invaluable.
That's one for me, Larry.
Yep.
So, all right, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Don't catch too many fish, Larry.
Okay.
Let Dad catch some.
Okay. Bye-bye.